We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Neighbors got to regulate neighbors. Len Giddix, of course, longtime host.
How are you, Brian?
Good. How are you, sir?
You know, it's a sad state in America when you can't get up at the crack of dawn and mow your lawn.
So, what's your time? I'm. We've decided on the show, though, if it's a weekend and you're grinding it out at 6 a.m., it's not going to make too many people happy.
No. I mean, contractors normally start at 8 o'clock. And they go home at, 3:30 to 5 to mow their lawns in the summertime. How about if you're a homeowner and you really want to, you know, make your neighbors happy? Those are the people that own property adjacent to you that you never talk to. Go over and say, you know, are you working third shift, second shift? When's the best time for me to mow my lawn?
Yeah.
And you can work it all out, you know? Can we all get together?
I know. I never understood why people can't be more magnanimous about that stuff. And I just, why does it have to be, this is my house, I'm going to do what I want, and the heck with you. Why couldn't they just go over and say, listen, you know, that's such a good idea. I mean, people should do that, Len.
Well, landscapes, how many fences are up, you know, 6-foot fences are up. Fences are not a good thing, in my opinion. They don't make good neighbors.
Yeah, interesting. You know, Len,
but
go ahead.
It's way too early to mow your lawn now.
No,
okay.
That is true. You know, the thing I want to start off with is a mild winter like we had. What's the impact on your garden and your lawn?
Well, I don't think it's not impacting much at all. It's a mild winter. Yeah. The pussy willows and the daffodils a little bit earlier, but they're not dead. I mean, at least out here in eastern Connecticut, where it's a little bit colder. I mean, there were some very early blooms of the early blooming plants, like cherries and plums. But it's mostly the ground, what's under the ground, that I worry about. And we had plenty of water. The temperatures were mild. The ground has modified the temperatures very well. It acts like insulation, just like a blanket of snow. So I'm not worried. You plants, but that's how Mother Nature weeds out the weak. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure does. Len Giddix, of course. Longtime host of Garden Talk, joining us here on Brian and Company and WTSU News Talk 1080. What should people be doing right now?
Let me see. Watching basketball games probably. it's a little bit too early to get out there. First of all, the lawn is squishy. It's just starting to green up. Okay, there is this compulsion to get out there and rake. If you want to go out and rake away the leaves from the walls and the foundation, that's fine. But please don't rake the lawn itself. There's no need to. Okay, you pick up the sticks. It's great exercise. What you're going to do is to rake up the surface of the soil and expose weed seeds that need light in order to germinate, and you're going to have more weeds, and you're going to have to put on more herbicides. It goes, don't rake your lawn.
Okay, copy that. Now, in terms of timing for, I don't know, fertilizer, aerating, I mean, is spring an okay time to overseed? You know, touch on the dates and markers for those.
Yeah. Well, you can overseed in the spring. Most of our grasses, the grasses that are not zoysia grass, which is a warm weather grass, but most of our grass seeds now are cold winter cold climate grasses. You can put them down now, but then it's recommended mostly that you put them down in the fall. You want to have a good overseeding in the fall, maybe September, early October would be perfect. That way they have competition for them to germinate, and they're not going to go through a hot summer, which they don't like. They'd rather have the cold weather. Let me see. What was the next question?
Well, so that was overseeding, right? So what about fertilizer, aerating?
Fertilizing? Well, I don't fertilize. Myself, I don't fertilize. There's three ways to take care of your lawn. You can not do anything, which a lot of people do. They just cut it. And then there's the four-step program. Either they do that themselves or a company comes in and does it for them. And that's with a soluble fertilizer, which is you can put that on now, but you want it to green up and start mowing early or what?
Right.
And then there's the organic way, which is what I do. Actually, my wife does. She mows the lawn. That's by replacing the grass clippings back into the soil. When you cut the grass, you have a mulching mower attachment on there, mulching mower blade. It chops up the grass clippings extremely small and doesn't put them push them out the side chute. It pushes them down, and they, with good soil, they disintegrate in a day or two. That's the way to do it. My grass is greening up right now, like going out of style. But I'm a little afraid that she's going to have to get out there and mow soon.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we're too soft in our backyard right now. We're talking with Len Giddix, of course, longtime host of Garden Talk here on Bryan & Company. In terms of, I don't know, are you doing anything different this year in terms of planting, or is there any trends that are worth touching on? I mean, I know nothing about this side of the world, so I'm not one to talk.
No, I'm a traditionalist. I start my seed. I save my seed from year to year. I'll start planting my pepper seed in another week, and my tomato seed in another month. A lot of people do that way too early, in my opinion, but if they have a greenhouse, they can do that. I don't want 2-foot-tall tomatoes when I put them in. I just kind of prep the garden slowly but surely, and then when the weather tells me it's time.
Nice. Well, you've done it enough. Your instincts serve you quite well, I'm sure. Len, it's great to talk to you. I'm glad things are going well, and we'll talk to you again soon.
They are, Brian. Good luck to you, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Len Giddix, always great to have him on, get some insight. I mean, when you're so good at something, it's just instinct. You just roll with it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.